Welcome to Move Wild Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Clapson. The aim of this podcast is to explore, learn, and spread the message of rewilding and natural movement so that we as humans can live in more alignment with our nature and reclaim what it means to be fully alive. The modern world has stripped away so much that used to nourish our mind, body, and soul. This podcast will help illuminate how we can reclaim and restore our innate, wild, capable, and strong spirit. Thanks for joining me on this journey. Okay, welcome back to another episode of Move Wild Podcast. Thank you all for tuning in to today's show. Today is a Friday show, so that means that I'll be going solo and sharing my thoughts from throughout the week and just my thoughts on different things and topics centered around and focused on rewilding, natural movement, and ancestral living practices. So today I wanted to touch on and read you guys a little excerpt from my new book, How to Thrive in the Modern World, and focus this episode on environment and how environment affects us. So I put together different chapters in this book covering the key pillars that I believe really create vital and vibrant health, and the practices we need to implement some of those pillars into our lives so that we can feel fully alive and have true aliveness and energy and experience vitality as we humans are meant to experience it. So I'm going to jump into reading you this excerpt today. We are inseparable from the environment we are in and that we move through. It shapes us and we shape it. There is no such thing as a mode of existence that is separate to the environment. Knowing this and truly understanding this on a deep level is empowering and helps to make a clear path for transformation of our health and quality of life. The human animal evolved in natural environments and over hundreds of thousands of years, adapted to certain inputs such as diet, exposure to the elements, community, and so on. Our bodies and minds are literally designed to be the most efficient in these contexts. When we remove ourselves too greatly from those contexts, our health declines and we are no longer fully able to adapt effectively, for there is not a slow enough transition period. When we spend most of our time in environments and places that are not natural to our design, we become sick, tired, and diseased. Many people live in cities and urban environments where they do not get proper access to sunlight, clean air, healthy human relationships, natural rhythms and sounds, movement, and so on. This removal from nature causes a collapse in health. It is simply that we have certain biological needs that are not being met. Our sphere of influence is a key example of how environment affects us. We are social animals that rely heavily on others for our physical and emotional well-being. For this reason, we form tribes or groups with whom we identify with. In more natural settings, humans have a group of people with whom they have spent deep time with and with whom they feel deeply connected to. In the modern world, people loosely associate themselves with groups of people with whom they share values with, whether consciously or unconsciously, and they often change groups throughout their lifetime. People will congregate over even the most shallow of commonalities, such as choice of clothes or model of car. We crave tribe, and in a world where many exist with fractured social structures, it is very easy to lose yourself amongst the shallow connections. Whether you like it or not, you are to a greater or lesser extent being influenced by the people with whom you spend the most time with. If you are wise, you will surround yourself with people whom you respect and admire and want to be like. This community or tribe is a part of your environment. The information and communication you share with these people influences your worldview and therefore your behavior. If you seek to be vital and vibrant, it is of paramount importance that you surround yourself with people who are consciously seeking that aim. So what is in your immediate environment? Observe. What options of food and water do you have available to you? What about opportunity for movement? Who do you spend time around? What values do they express? Why do you spend time around them? What thought patterns do the consistent interactions with your environment create? Do they serve you? Are you in a natural setting? What is the air quality like? Do you feel alive? These are all applicable questions to ask yourself if you want to check in on how the environment around you may be affecting you. What is natural and what are we designed for? So many people try and compartmentalize rather than integrate their life. They devote time to their movement and time in nature and time with friends and work and rest and so on and so forth. Of course, these are all separate acts, but our ancestors simply practiced these things due to their lifestyle. They were not viewed as separate, but rather all pieces of the greater experience of life. The more we can integrate all areas of our life, the better. Integrating the different areas and aspects of our life starts with seeing them all as connected. If you can provide food for yourself and those you love while moving naturally, getting sunlight, and connecting with your community, then you are living a more full and richer life than someone who separates and compartmentalizes all of those acts. You have more time to do more of what you love, and it is more efficient and more natural way of being in the world. The environment around us is an integrated web of moving parts all interacting with each other. When we see this and are conscious of what is surrounding us and whether or not we want to be a part of it, then we can reclaim full health simply by becoming a part of a healthier environment. We are inseparable from that web of interaction. Our body and mind intersect with the environment around us on so many levels and affect deeply the way we think and perceive the world. It sounds too simple to some people. Change your environment, change your life. We have been fed a story that we are somehow separate and not being influenced by our environment, that we can use our willpower to control our outcomes. But in many contexts and cases, this is simply not true and does not work no matter how hard you try. You can, of course, attempt to be as healthy as possible within the constraints of any given environment, but it is far easier to become abundantly healthy, or a far easier way to become abundantly healthy is to change your habitat. Healthy environment equals healthy people. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys today. Obviously, I think environment is a massive piece and pillar of the health puzzle, and it's one that's often overlooked and not really considered. But when we start to look more deeply into it and really start to align it with a more ancestral framework or a lens that honors our design and what is species-specific and biologically appropriate for humans, then the more health we cultivate. You know, so often it's not these tangible factors that are creating disease or the things that we blame sickness and disease on. It's often these intangibles or the things that we don't see but are in plain sight, like, you know, are we in an indoor environment that's fairly, you know, recent and irregular to our nervous system and to our physiology, and how is that affecting our health, and all these different aspects of the modern world that come into play that are not necessarily set up or designed to optimize our health but leave us feeling kind of sick or leave us feeling tired. And really understanding that is key to navigating through the modern world, because it's not, you know, the aim here, or I'm not a proponent of leaving the modern world, but the aim here is to understand how to navigate through it and how to optimize our lives so that we can be healthy and fully vibrant and vital and feel energetic and feel fully alive and feel human within this environment, and honor and understand our design, and by doing that feel fully alive and feel fully vibrant and vital. So those are my thoughts and a little excerpt from my new book, How to Thrive in the Modern World. If you're new to the show, or if you've just been listening for a little while, that book will be coming out officially on October 1st. And if you want to get early access to the book, then you can head over to my Patreon page, where I'll put a link in the show notes, and sign up there for just $7 a month, where you're going to get access to follow along natural movement workouts and exclusive content that I don't put anywhere else, as well as the early release of the book, How to Thrive in the Modern World. But otherwise, it'll be coming out on October 1st. I'm super excited to be releasing that and getting it out to all of you guys. So again, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you got value out of today's show, then please take a screenshot of the episode and share it on whatever social media platform you use, and tag myself and let me know your thoughts, or send me a message, send me your feedback, leave us a rating and review. All of those things really help in getting the show out and the message out to more people. So again, thank you all for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Move Wild Podcast, coming out on Tuesday.